Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 34th Torino Film Festival. Today I will meet Sasha Wolf, director of Mercenary, Mercenaire. So welcome, Sasha.
Hello, nice to meet you.
So, first of all, Sasha, can you give us a brief introduction of Mercenary?
Yeah, Mercenary is my first feature, and it tells the story of a young rugby player coming from New Caledonia, and he wants to be a rugby player in France. Well, he's French because he's coming from New Caledonia, because he discovers his identity through this trip, and he comes even though his father doesn't want him to come to France. So it's like a familial tragedy.
How did you get the idea of the film? I'm always fascinated in the process of choosing the topic for the first film, because I feel that it's even more important for a director.
Well, the topic came by itself, almost. I mean, I had this idea to work around rugby because it's a sport that I really like and hasn't been filmed a lot in movies. I've always been keen on like boxing movies, Fat City from John Huston, or Rocco and His Brothers from Visconti, which was very huge for me when I was young. And so this idea came, and then, well, it was quite far from me as a subject, but I really enjoyed working on it. Since I'm coming from documentary, I spent like 6 years working on it and trying to find the story and the plot.
So I guess you research a lot into the world of rugby, or you already knew a lot about it?
Well, I knew a little, but I discovered a lot during the process of making the movie. I guess I wanted to film rugby because I felt quite close to those guys physically. My idea was to make a movie with guys which were quite fat, and which changes from what we are used to in movies.
What I like is that he's sort of jumping from one world to another. It's like he's living two different lives. So was that another intention of showing there are two worlds, where one could be defined as even more cool than another?
Yeah, when I worked on the subject at the very beginning, I met this guy, Paki, who plays Abraham in the movie. Abraham is the, how do you call that in English, is the scout. And when I met him, he told me, you know, I don't really know where my identity is right now, because when I'm in France, everybody see me as a monster, and nobody knows where I come from. And when I go back to my country, everybody see me as a Frenchman. So my identity was stuck in the sky during the trip, and it's lost now. And, well, I guess this division that there is between those two worlds, it's like this division the main character has in his identity.
And I guess that since you have a documentary background, you can feel that in how you analyze these two worlds.
Yeah, the idea was to show Europe through the eyes of a foreigner, because we are very used of speaking about foreigners through our eyes as Europeans. Here the idea was to question a bit the story, the identity, and how come this guy is also European since he's living at the other side of the world. And what he discovered here is much more exotic as where he lives in Polynesia.
Is the world of rugby, since you show us all the cruelty and plus even the drugs problem, is that really that cruel, that problematic, the world of sports in general, but especially rugby?
Many rugby players saw the movie, and a lot of them came to me at the end telling me, okay, what I lived in rugby was much more violent. So, yeah, I guess it's part of the life they have. I really, I wasn't sure about this scene with the drug problem, drug issue, because I knew that if I put it in the movie, everybody would talk to me about it. But if I don't, then I'm not very honest with the project. So I decided to put it in the movie, and then a lot of journalists asked me about it. But of course, it's part of their life, of course. And the story of my story takes place in a non-professional team. There is a lot in France. There is a lot of money in rugby in France. But you know, for one guy who succeeds in sport, there are like 30, hundreds that never will succeed. So my idea was to explore this under aspect of professional sport that we don't speak about.
I read some reviews about your film, and one particularly hit me because it said, if you could not imagine that a man of 100 pounds was 19 kilos of so big, and that normally is put aside in a film as an extra or a friend, is the main protagonist. And that's one of the greatest thing about this film. So we're expecting that by choosing this protagonist so strong, so big in a very positive way, it'd be one of the main success points of the film.
Well, that was the challenge. But yeah, my idea was to make a movie with people you are not used to watch in theater, and I mean to make them beautiful, to make them soft, and which they are. I mean, at the beginning when I worked on the project, everybody asked me, "But how will you do to make rugby players play in a movie?" Because I mean, they are not so intelligent, they are not so clever, and all the guys that I met, they were very sensitive and very they were human beings, and they were like artists. I mean, a rugby player, every weekend he plays his body in front of a lot of people that just watch him suffer, watch him going as far as he can, and it's very close to what artists do. So so it was very easy for me to make them play.
How was the experience in Cannes, and what do you expect from tonight?
Well, the experience in Cannes, it was really like a dream come true, even though I haven't dreamed about going there. But it was, yeah, very very intense, because the comedians and the actors, that they were discovering the movie at this time, and we had a very warm welcome there. And yeah, it was very, it was like a dream. I can't really now, I haven't so many memories of it right now. But yeah, what I expect from tonight, I don't really know, because it's the first time I come to Torino Film Festival, but I'm very happy to be here. I live not so far from Torino. I came by driving, and so I felt quite close to the city. I live in Lyon in France, which is quite close to here, and it's very funny always to see what a different audience will think, and will I look forward to do the Q&A at the end and to see what the questions will be.
Thank you, Sasha. Good luck for tonight.
Thank you very much.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.